This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is under a heat risk warning for the first time today. The National Weather Service is using a new system for heat advisories. Previous alerts used a heat index, which depended on humidity. Heat risk is used by western states that don't have as much humidity but still can see dangerously high temperatures. Meteorologist Caitlin Mensch says the new system considers numbers on climate and hospitalization and helps alert communities when it's too hot.
Especially if they need to open up cooling centers in areas that are more vulnerable, like Denver.
Along with hot weather again today, it's smoky and hazy across Colorado, with smoke moving into the state from fires burning in Idaho and Montana. The smoke could settle closer to the ground through the day, affecting people who are sensitive to it. For this new school year, Colorado school districts are stocked with naloxone, a medicine that can save someone overdosing on fentanyl. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the 18 districts taking that precaution.
They range from the tiny Brush District in the Eastern Plains to the Cherry Creek School District. 45 more school districts are in the process of enrolling in a special fund that allows them to get free naloxone or Narcan. There were 46 overdose deaths in youth ages 10 to 18 last year. Most involve fentanyl. That number is rising. Mesa County law enforcement recently alerted school district officials to a new drug circulating, rainbow fentanyl. It is colorful and looks like candy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs this morning at 65 degrees, Denver reporting 69, Front Range High will be in the 90s and close to 100 again today. This is CPR News and KRCC.